of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing, Hotshot?
Nothing. Hanging out with you.
Man.
How are you?
I'm great, man. No problems.
Good. Feels like I just saw you.
Friday?
I know. We can went by kind of fast. You ever have one of those where Sunday night comes around and you go, I swear it was Friday, like two seconds ago.
Yeah.
I know it happens to everybody. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a nice weekend. Sports-wise.
Yeah, you know,
plenty going on if you're a sports
good
fan.
Games.
So. Did you win any money?
I lost this weekend.
Overall?
Overall, I lost.
What'd you lose? Well, I lost my Oregon my Oregon bet.
I did, too. They won by 35.
I know.
I took Purdue plus 30. I should have known.
Well, I mean, and I took them to win.
Yeah.
So that was already an uphill battle, but I was hoping, well, maybe at least, so you know, Laszlo can come out a winner if they just manage it. Mm-mm. No, Vegas is pretty good at knowing that stuff.
Yep.
Just like right there.
It was tough.
And then I didn't bet on baseball this weekend.
I didn't either. I forgot. And I bet on a couple other football games and lost them. And so.
That's that. And Michigan.
I lost that. They got their ass kicked. They're horrible.
Well, wasn't it Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good, pretty good.
No.
Missouri.
But the Lions look good.
The Lions might be the best team in the NFC.
And football.
Yes, I just heard.
Just say football. You could say football.
I just heard somebody talking about the Lions earlier. Maybe it was Bill Simmons. Maybe it was Cowherd. Somebody. They were talking about the Lions being the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
Talking about Goff and
MVP.
Just about how, you know, when that trade happened and he was kind of unwanted, and now look at him now, basically.
Yeah, as a Lions fan, I was like, all right, well, I'm fine with getting rid of Stafford.
Yeah.
Because I want him to go win. I like him.
Right.
Right? But I'm like, oh, well, I mean, and Jared Goff will be fine. Clearly, we're rebuilding, but we need to get another quarterback.
That's what he's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, like a little bridge to get us to where we want to be, and now you're like, oh, I had no idea.
He can do this.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, why is that, I wonder? I mean, it's just so weird that they switch places, and it's not like either one of them turned out to be bad. So
no, they both turned out to be good. But
it's just such a weird thing. I mean, I guess you do get lucky sometimes with an older quarterback that, and not that he was old, but sometimes you get lucky with an older quarterback who has a year or two left in the tank and maybe even has a great season. But Goff didn't seem like...
No, he was still young.
Right. He just seemed like he never really worked out.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
I know, but that sort of felt weird, too, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because, and what was the score of that game? I don't remember.
6-0 or something.
Really low-scoring game. But he just... It almost... And it's crazy to say because he did take him to the Super Bowl, but it almost felt like he never lived... He never became what he was supposed to be.
I agree, and I think that's why the Rams got rid of him.
Yeah, and so when he came to Detroit, you're like, okay, just like you said, here's a stop guy.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know...
Right.
Might get us to the playoffs or whatever, but he's not that good.
Dave Craig or something like that.
Like, what is this guy doing, man?
Right, but...
Like fire.
Now he's playing really, really well. So your hope of Lions-Chiefs Super Bowl
is
getting closer and closer.
Yeah, let's
closer and closer. And the Chiefs, by the way, I'm pretty sure they were underdogs going into yesterday's game.
They were.
The things that I was looking at, which I get it. The Chiefs have not looked great, necessarily. They're riddled with injuries.
I did win a couple games. I mean, I was down overall, but I took Georgia and the Chiefs. And I was just thinking to myself, I didn't parlay them, but just for decent money. Because I was like, man, in my head, like, I don't remember a time in my life when I've been gambling, right?
Yeah.
That, so in the last, few years, I guess
legal gambling.
In the last few years where I was really paying attention to it, where I could get the Georgia Bulldogs and points.
Yeah.
And I don't remember a time when I could get the Kansas City Chiefs in points, and I certainly don't remember it on the same weekend, and I'd be foolish not to take the two best teams in sports, Teams that have won, you know, national championships and Super Bowls, and not take them plus points. So I did it.
I didn't really understand it, but I'm not all that knowledgeable about sports like you and many others. I didn't understand. I just thought, okay, we know the 49ers have lost games. We know they haven't been perfect. And the Chiefs are undefeated. So even if you say, you know, it's a statistical dead heat, we'll just give Chiefs 3 points, whatever. But I don't know. To have them be the underdog? And I always think, well, they know something we don't know. So I really did think, well, I guess I don't expect the Chiefs to go undefeated this season. So
this could be it.
This will probably be the one. And I'm sure the 49ers.
I just thought seeing the Chiefs plus points was too interesting not to take.
Yeah, too intriguing.
And then, and Georgia, too. I'm like, well, I don't know how you take. I would take Georgia in the points.
And it wasn't like a super close game. It wasn't a real nail-biter. I mean, it wasn't a blowout either.
Mahomes did his thing, though, man.
He just did what he had to do.
He's so good. But that, man.
That run?
Makes me mad.
Why?
It makes me mad when he does that.
Why?
I guess it does. Because I'm a defense guy. Like, I love defense. And, you know, Nick would always, we'd always argue, you know, because he likes that explosive big. Yeah. I like like, hit that guy hard. Let's play good defense. Run the ball and win. I like that kind of football. And when Mahomes goes and he makes it look to everybody, including the defender, that he's going to step out of bounds.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't.
And pass the ball over and over.
And then runs down the sideline for an extra 7, 8, 9, 20 yards.
Yeah.
Because everybody's holding up, because as soon as you hit, if he puts a toe on that white line and you hit him, they throw a flag. It is no different than the Kenny Pickett thing, where he fakes the slide and then doesn't and keeps running. It's just unbelievable to me. By the way, I don't blame him. I would do it too. I would do it all the time because he
knows it. Other quarterbacks are allowed to do it as well.
Well, they're not as talented as he is.
Right. I'm saying
he's the most talented quarterback in the league. But that is one thing that I was a defensive player, I would just be like, whatever. If I was a coach, I would just say, when he's running towards the cell line, hit him anyway. I don't care if he's out of bounds.
Yeah,
Hit him. Take the 15 yards. Better than the 20
than
that he's going to run. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just hit him. Like a pass interference play when you know you're beat.
Yep.
Just be like, hey, if he's anywhere near the sideline, just hit him. Don't slow up. Just drive through him and hit him. If he's out of bounds, I'll take the 15, whatever.
I'll tell you, hearing Brady gush about Mahomes, that might be my favorite part of the whole thing. Just laughing and telling you, there's no one better. And everyone loves Pat. And I was like, oh, man, this is like such a good day.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Well, I don't know if you heard, and I would say I hate to speculate, but that's just not true. I love to speculate.
Sure.
Especially when there's some evidence. I suppose it's called circumstantial evidence, but circumstantial evidence a lot of times is
some of the best.
Enough to put a person away. Sometimes it can be the best evidence. Someone said one time, a lawyer on a show I was watching said, a good example of circumstantial evidence is you go to bed one night and there's no snow on the ground. You wake up the next morning, there's snow on the ground.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Circumstantial evidence that it snowed last night.
Sure.
So,
but you can't prove it because you didn't see it.
You didn't see it. You didn't watch it coming down.
Right.
But it looks like it probably snowed. Right. So the circumstantial evidence, just like any, can be better than others. But I want to know what you think of this.
Can you prove somebody didn't come and dump snow?
Exactly. Will people believe it? Is it, beyond a reasonable doubt? Yeah, probably beyond a reasonable doubt. So I'll tell you guys what this latest addition is to this ongoing saga. And you tell me what the circumstantial evidence sounds like to you, okay? I'll tell you here in just a second.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
How are you, man?
I'm good. You?
Good.
Well,
circumstantial evidence.
Yeah, I guess you guys must not have heard about this. I would think that Snowcone would have heard about it, but maybe not, because I feel like you would have known when I brought it up earlier exactly what I was talking about. But this ongoing saga of Puff Daddy, boy oh boy, just keeps going and going. Mm-hmm. And there's about three or four different haphazardly thrown together documentaries I see streaming now in different places. Have you seen those?
I'm
like, okay, what are you going
to
tell
me? I like the court stuff. I want to hear what he's accused of, but I don't need to watch a 2-hour documentary on Diddy.
No, unless if 50 Cent puts it out, and it's supposed to be, okay, then I might be intrigued.
Maybe after like all ABC this is over and you can tell me, here's exactly all the people that were at the parties.
Yes,
and
yes. Then I'm
Oprah's
interested.
In jail and she's going to give a speech. I'm interested.
Yes,
but
that's when I'm interested. But up, to then, it's like,
I don't even know this guy knows him, we're still getting stuff daily.
We're still getting new lawsuits daily.
Right.
Whatever they are, they're lawsuits, right? More accusers, it feels like, almost every day. So now there's been some more. The last time we talked about it, there'd been more, including a guy who said he was, what did he say, he was 16 at the time. Oh, yeah. He was at that white party with Diddy. But now we've got these new lawsuits, and one of them is the one that's getting all the attention. I will play you a clip from the network news talking about this, and I think you'll understand why this one is making maybe even bigger headlines than the previous stories.
The lawsuit says Diddy's driver invited the alleged victim to an after party, telling her Combs liked younger girls and saying she fit what Diddy was looking for.
By the way, this girl is allegedly 13 at this point in time. 13.
At the party, the lawsuit says the teen accepted a drink and went to lie down, feeling woozy and lightheaded. Combs allegedly grabbed the teen, saying, "You are ready to party." The lawsuit says the teen was sexually assaulted by a male, identified as Celebrity A, while Combs and a female...
Well, we don't know, but hold tight here because you've got a few celebrities.
Combs and a female, identified as Celebrity B, watched. Combs then allegedly assaulted her, while Celebrities A and B watched.
Okay.
Wait, they said
you got
that
three.
Twice.
Huh?
They said that twice, right?
No, so now Combs was watching the first time while Celebrity was doing it.
Oh, so Celebrity Combs, A was doing it, then Combs and B watched, then.
Then the other celebrity watches Combs.
And A and B watched.
And the thing is
A a woman?
One of them is a female. And
yeah,
here's
which
the thing.
One was it, A or B?
I don't know.
They said B was.
Yeah, the woman, I don't think they said it did anything to the victim. Just watched both times, it sounds like.
Okay.
But here's what we do know. Is that this is alleged to have happened the night of the VMAs. I think the VMAs, whatever the biggest MTV awards thing is,
what
probably
year?
VMAs. In like the year 2000, which Diddy attended with J-Lo, his girlfriend at the time.
So somebody did, so...
Ooh.
Remember all these rumors that could J-Lo be involved? And Suge Knight talking about J-Lo. And
the FBI came to Ben Affleck and told him, it makes sense. It doesn't make sense that the FBI would go to... I get what Suge's saying. They went to him because he's a white guy. Get out of this. I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
Well, for people who don't know, Suge had said in like a jailhouse podcast interview thing that he thinks that Ben Affleck and J-Lo broke up...
Over this Diddy stuff
because the cops came and then brought this stuff to... brought the stuff to Ben's attention.
Right.
Like, hey, did you know that she's been keeping this secret for...
Right.
As I recall, this was basically what he said.
But to be fair, Suge Knight said a lot of things.
He said a lot of things, yes. Right. A lot of things. But that one was crazy enough that it got attention because a lot of his stuff just kind of goes unnoticed. That one was crazy enough. People were like, okay, have a laugh at this. But now it seems a little less crazy.
Well, it seems to me, plausible in the sense that, and like you said, I hate to speculate, but I will because that's what I do. It seems plausible in the sense if you deal with police that they came and questioned her.
Yeah.
Their husband and wife, he's in the house. He's like, wait, what are we talking about? And they're like, well, you know, she's Celebrity A in this scenario with P. Diddy and a 13-year-old girl. I could totally see Ben Affleck at that point, like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm out of this relationship. Not even like this is bad for my image. Like, what is going on? Like, I don't like you.
Yeah,
right. Like, you're a bad person.
He has like 13-year-old daughters. Like,
right. Yeah. I can see him. And he seems like the kind of guy who's like, hey, if you want to drink and party and gamble, we can do that. But we're not. What is this? This is right. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't seem like that.
This is beyond
type
the
of celebrity. It would totally make sense. And that the FBI went to the house not to warn, because he said he went to warn Ben Affleck. They probably didn't go to warn Ben Affleck. They went to question her.
Right.
And he got whiff of what's going on. And maybe. And I would think
they could question him too, potentially. They could say, what has she told you?
He probably wasn't there. So then.
No, but has she told you anything about this? Has she talked about this?
Well, you know, you have husband and wife.
True.
Right. But I'm sure he was probably like, yo, what is going on to her? And if she came clean to about anything, I could see him being like, yeah, we're getting a divorce. I'm not. This ain't my thing.
I mean,
so in a way, like, Suge Knight's right. It would just feel like, you know, I don't think the FBI were like, hey, Ben, you better get out of this marriage, right? But I could see them coming and questioning her and then him finding out.
Well, as far as J-Lo goes, I don't know if that had anything to do with Ben, but as far as J-Lo goes, if we go with the circumstantial evidence, let's first assume that this accuser is telling the truth.
Right.
And if the accuser is telling the truth, she's 13, and it's the year 2000, and it's the night of the VMAs. We know that Diddy and J-Lo were dating at that time, and they went to the VMAs together. We know that she says that she was invited over. This victim was, they call her Jane Doe.
Where do they find her?
She said that a driver approached her and said, hey.
Was she like just outside?
I don't know. It just says a driver approached her.
All this stuff seems so crazy.
And said, hey, would you like to come to this party?
I'm just curious. Like, they're not saying she's a celebrity. Like at 13.
No, I don't think so.
Like at 13, what are you doing hanging out at the VMAs and like
you have
what?
To be outside, like you said. Right. You have to be outside in that crush of people trying
right.
to get a glimpse
such a
of
weird
celebrities.
Thing, right?
So she makes it sound like this driver comes up to her, says, hey, would you like to go to this party, this house party? And she says, she goes
and
over
she
there.
She gets in by herself, which again, like if you're 13... Goes don't you have friends? Like, don't, I don't know.
To the house? To the house party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did she get? Did her friends go, oh my God, you're going to go to Puff Daddy's house?
Right, and they left her parents? Like, or, what is going on? Like, right. It's just, there's a lot to digest there.
Yeah.
Like, with the R. Kelly
stuff. Did she not tell anybody? Did her friends not tell anybody?
Yeah. With the R. Kelly stuff, there's at least enough, from what I saw, where he's like, I'm going to make your daughter a star. Now, like, I would not. My kid's 13. I have one that's 13.
Yeah.
If someone was like, I'm going to make your kid a football star, he just has to... Come
spend
live
the night
me.
At my house. Yeah,
I'm like, why can't I pick him up?
Right,
at
no
10?
Thanks. Yeah,
like I don't know. What are you guys doing at mid? Right,
right.
But at least with the R. Kelly stuff, he sold the parents on a dream of fame and then abused their children. As a parent, I don't think I'd fall for that, but I understand it. Right,
like,
I can comprehend it. Right, yeah. Like how did this happen? Okay.
You believe you
like
can special, you want to
guy.
Not miss an opportunity for
the
them?
The Nickelodeon guy in that documentary, how he gained the
it's
parents' trust and then abused the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, while I don't think I would fall for that, I get it. But maybe I could be fall
but
for
But maybe
it,
this girl
know?
Didn't tell her parents. And maybe
yeah,
her
this,
friends...
Like, how do you get just a random 13-year-old after the VMAs, like, you know, and not say anything and just go back around a normal life, like...
I'm sure
that seems tough.
It's possible that if that happened, she'd be very scared, and she'd be afraid that she'd be in trouble, as kids often are. They think they're the ones who'll be in trouble.
Even with no friends, and then you don't come home with your friends. You're 13, you're at the VMAs by yourself. 13 seems young to be at the VMAs.
Right.
Even 13 seems young to be at the VMAs with your friends.
Right.
You know? So there's just a lot of steps that get to that that I'm sure we'll find the answers to that. But
maybe.
Those are the things. If I'm a detective, I'm like, where's this girl from?
Of course.
Like, let's start looking. I want to ask, and I know she's the accuser, so she probably did, but I'm like, not in a I don't believe you way, in a how did a driver for Diddy and J-Lo get you in the car?
Yeah.
Because at that point, whatever they're doing, they've done a lot.
Or was she not at the VMAs? Was she outside of her house, which happened to be close to where the awards ceremony
was? Did they go get runaways like that, you know?
Right, something. I don't know.
Was she traffic? Was she from here? Like, I need,
she could have been near her house and the driver saw her as he passed by. I don't know.
That's crazy.
But let's assume then that she does get picked up by this guy and goes to the party. She has a drink. She feels woozy. Well, then she says she lays down looking for a place to rest because she feels woozy from this alcohol. We're assuming, obviously, that she's been drugged. She believed it was an empty bedroom. That she went to go lie down. And soon after, says Combs, along with a male and female celebrity, enter the room. Combs aggressively approached Jane Doe with a crazed look in his eyes, grabbed her and said, "You are ready to party." The woman alleges that she was pinned down and raped by Combs and the male celebrity while the unnamed female star looked on. So the female celebrity is watching both of these times. According to the filing, she claims Combs attempted to force her to perform, and I won't get, you know what, I don't have to go into too much detail here, but you've now got saying, they're all celebrities, what she's saying, right? Because you got a male celebrity and a female celebrity and Combs. So they're all celebrities of some sort. Does it mean that it has to be J-Lo? No. There could have been a woman there that was a celebrity. There could be a ton of celebrities at a Puff Daddy party.
Sure, right, of course.
But we do know that he was at the VMAs with her that night.
And it could have been a party in his house, and J-Lo was downstairs entertaining.
Could be.
Like, we don't know.
Could absolutely
We don't know.
No, we don't.
And she could be just as shocked
as anything.
But, of
course, this now opens up the rumor mill.
But the coincidence with the divorce and the timing, you know.
Yeah.
Like we said, you know, it doesn't really mean anything.
I think it's odd that you would say, okay, I'm going to file this lawsuit, but you've got these other celebrities that you are accusing of doing these things. Why are their names not released?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why that is. I mean, and I'm fine with saying don't release anybody's names until they're found guilty.
Right, that's the way I see it.
Like, since they do release names, why do they? How do they choose? Is it because they didn't
specifically file a lawsuit? I know we have the right to a public trial, and people have a right to see the trials, but I feel like, you know, okay, we could have a public trial, and if you want to show up, you can go watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why we have to release the names through the media.
Especially of these rape allegations where right. it's just like with if it's a young person, we
Nobody
don't release
wins.
The name. Yeah. But anyhow, that being
Nobody
said.
Nobody wins because if the guy is found not guilty.
Right. He's still.
Then he's done.
Yep. He's still seen as right. Probably a guilty person.
And
or possibly
women
a
don't want to come forward because their names get released. So just don't release them.
Yeah. So now you've got these rumors that was it J-Lo? Was she the unnamed celebrity that was there in that room because the timing works out? Apparently she was out eating and the press tried to ask her question, but she avoided it.
If I'm one of these celebrities, I'm going to make a move here.
Well, that's what the lawyer claimed some of these celebrities were doing, was that they were trying to, you know, pay people and get stuff figured out before their names get released.
Look, if I'm an equivalent of J-Lo,
mm-hmm.
a guy, I'm the equivalent of J-Lo, and I dated him, then I know the parties are too vast. Like, we're not going to be able to pay everybody off here, boys.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, these are coming in fast and furious. We got 120 and adding more every day. Like, I can't pay everyone off because it's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
I can't, somebody else is going to come up, and then some people are going to come up who weren't there.
Yeah.
So now it's just going to be, you know, it's too hard. The cat's out of the bag, as they would say, right?
Yep.
So, man, I got to move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I got to do.
And that lawyer did say that there's stuff like that going on. He alleged that there's stuff like that going on behind the scenes with these celebrities.
I got to go to France or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I got to get out of here, though.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! All right, we're doing the news.
All right, let's do it.
First, some tragic news over the weekend in Georgia. Some tourists were taking a ferry to this island. It's part of a heritage history thing. I don't want to get it wrong. They were in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I guess
it's in Georgia.
Yeah, I guess there's
like
an island.
St. Simon Island or something?
I guess there's an island off the coast there, and people visit it once a year as part of like a remembrance of slavery in the South and some things that happened on that island. I actually thought what little bit they told me on the news sounded kind of interesting, but I've never heard of it before. But, you know, it's, I don't know, it's, say it's a pilgrimage. It looked like it's sort of a pilgrimage for a lot of people to go there once a year. And on this ferry, the ramp, the gangway that you take to the ferry to get on and off the ferry, it started to buckle and it collapsed and people fell in the water. And unfortunately, there were a lot of senior citizens in that group and it killed seven people. Seven people
drowned. How far away was the boat from the dock?
Not very far. Lazo, you can watch video. I'm not saying that you should. It is a little disturbing, but you can watch video of these people treading water right there, and it's like they're not far from what's left
like
of the
gangway.
Dock. They're
like
not
just,
far
from the
shore.
Navy,
that
thing is like from the dock to the boat, like maybe 8 feet
it
total.
Wasn't, this thing wasn't very long, and not only that, but where they're at in the water, you're thinking it just swim to the shore there, or just swim to the bridge
or
there.
Or somebody can, you're on a boat, somebody can just them. Drop you a rope.
Someone can just come
pull
get you.
I know,
it's crazy.
It might be hard to pull up a senior citizen, but
I
pull them to shore.
Right, I know. That's what it looks like.
On the rope, like, hey, everybody grab this rope and we'll pull you.
Yeah.
I feel like I could figure it out.
But I guess because of their age, I don't know if they just sank. You know what I mean? And a lot of them were dressed up, so maybe that's part of it. I don't
New
know.
New details on a catastrophic ferry gangway accident.
I heard something pop.
At least seven people were killed after a ferry ramp collapsed on Georgia's Sapelo Island, officials say, plunging at least 20 people into the water below.
Guests were in the process of loading the ferry, the Anne Marie, which was tied up to the dock.
Yeah, I did look at that video, and it doesn't look like, if you just showed me that video and said, here's what happened, this ramp buckled and people fell in the water, I'd go, okay. You know, so they had to go get them, I'm guessing. It doesn't look like, oh, these people are all gonna die. You're gonna lose seven people here. I mean, there's land.
Yeah, I can see the dock right
you
there.
You can see the dock and you can see land too. It's just, it's crazy, tragic. I mean, I know there's been accidents with ferries and stuff in the past. You had the one in New York that people thought was another terrorist attack because it happened so close to 9/11. Where I think there was that fire. But this is the kind of thing that you don't expect to kill seven people. No. A ramp breaking, you know?
That feels like something I'm just being honest. There's a lot. It feels like there's something if I were there, you were there, like we could help
it looks
people.
Like a so wedding close. Blooper video. You know, we got too many people on the ramp there, and they fell in.
I mean, they're
in.
Within 3 feet of that dock.
It's
How
crazy.
Deep is it there, too? It's right.
Though that I don't know. But it didn't look like it would be that deep, though, because just looking at the video, here's where they are. Here's the dock. Here's the boat.
If they're dressed up, too, that stuff's that can be heavy.
Yeah, if you're 90 years old. And I don't know the age of all the victims. I just know that they said that they were mostly, if not all, senior citizens. I saw ages like 79, 75.
So I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Just it doesn't make any sense in my head. But yeah. I didn't see the videos.
So. Well, like those wedding bloopers when the like if the bride is actually just extremely dangerous because she's wearing
that
the wedding
dress. That dress is so massive.
It's so heavy.
Yeah. And I mean, I get that. You're wearing... If you are dressed up, that could have a huge impact. But I think also, if you're 90-some years old, that also probably has an even bigger impact.
Sure.
Maybe you can't tread water at that point. I don't know.
You may not be able to swim. Your legs don't work. I mean, there's a million things. But you are really close to that dock.
Yeah, but you're...
Feels like people could have... Like,
I know.
Jumped in.
I know.
And just said, hold this.
And the people that are in their early 70s that are... They're walking. You know what I mean? These are mobile people. You would think that they'd be able to get to the dock. I don't know. I don't understand what happened there, but seven people. And then you got this other tragedy in Houston where a helicopter just smashes into a radio tower. And there is video of this because everyone has, you know, Ring doorbell security cameras on their houses now. So there is video of this. And four people were killed, including a child. This was like a sightseeing type helicopter company. They said, at least at the time that I was reading the story, they said it was unclear exactly where their destination was in this moment, but for some reason they must not have seen this tower because they just smashed right into it. And I mean, this thing, it's a giant ball of fire, and then this tower comes down. They said there were gas tanks that were next to this tower, but luckily this thing came straight down and didn't kind of go one way or the other, or it could have caused an even bigger explosion. But, I mean, it still killed everyone on board.
This morning, an investigation is underway in Houston after a helicopter struck a radio tower Sunday night. Four people on board were killed, including a child.
All units responded to the helicopter crash.
The noise of the impact alerted firefighters at a station less than a mile away. They responded in minutes.
This is a tragic event tonight. It's a tragic loss of life.
You ever been on a helicopter?
No, never.
So the first
time... I wanted to.
The first time I did it.
Yes, I have.
You did?
Yeah.
It was like one of those
big double helicopter things in the military.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like the kind that take people out to the oil rigs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
if they gotta go a certain distance.
From like Charleston to Jacksonville or something. Like you could, doesn't matter, I'm just derailing the conversation.
There you go.
In the military, you could almost like Experian.com at the time, you could look to see what flights were taking off from the airport on your base, and if one was going to like where you wanted to go, like you wanted to go to Jacksonville and you were in North Carolina or South Carolina or something, you could book it for like $5 and fly with the guy on
the thing.
Yeah, so like I would fly home from Florida to Detroit, my dad would pick me up there, it costs like $10.
That's pretty cool.
You just sit in the back, but it's crazy, one pilot and you, and there's like a hanging cot in the back, exactly what you think, with parachutes. You just get in there and you're on it for 3-4 hours laying in back by yourself.
Yeah, I see some of those like long haul chopper rides where they go way out onto these rigs that are way offshore.
Yeah.
And they have to do it every day. And
you can't think
about doing it every day.
Of anything like, you know, like, man, I should throw him out of this thing and fly it to Guatemala. In every movie, that's what would happen, right?
Well, of course.
But I'm like, I don't know how to fly it and this guy seems fine and I'm just going to visit my parents, so there's really no reason for me to kill them, throw them out, and take this thing to Cuba, but...
I can't stop thinking about it.
We are here!
Yeah. I really liked Magnum P.I. as a kid, so that's maybe my first, like, you know, introduction to the idea of just being able to get a helicopter pilot's license and just fly around, you know, I got to go from island to island, so I fly this helicopter. And I wanted to become a helicopter pilot. At one point, Johnny Rollins, the local helicopter pilot, right? If you're from Kansas City, he has a school or had a school. I don't know if he still does. And I remember talking to him.
Driving school now.
He has driving school.
Oh, does he?
He's got a few of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he had a chopper school, and I had talked to him at one point about like, hey, I want to become, you know, could you? What if we worked something out? And he's like, of course. And then I never followed through on that. But I really always loved the idea of being a helicopter pilot. I just think they're so cool. But the first time I flew in one,
We should get it and then open up a business.
What kind of business?
Cannons, a sightseeing helicopter.
Yes, and everyone gets a can when they board. I like that.
Yeah, everything we do will be mixed with cans.
And all of our pilots are, you know,
hot women, big breasts, and our helicopters are painted the same.
They have the Pink
like
Cans logo on the side.
And we'll fly you from strip club to strip club to strip club.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like it. It's pub hop, except it's a strip club hop. And you're flying
in cans the copter.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's a pretty good trip there. I like that.
Well, if we're in Vegas, that would work.
Well, Vegas has a lot of sightseeing.
Yeah, and if we just had one that would take you and your friends from the Spearmint Rhino to Cheetahs to whatever in a helicopter.
Yeah. Well, I know there are some here that at least during the holidays will give you tours flying over the plaza, things like that. Yeah. I don't know if they do
year-round.
Did you do that
before? I've done a hot air balloon, didn't you?
Well, I did the hot air balloon, yes, but I have done the sightseeing thing of the...
That's some...
Okay. It was a birthday gift.
Oh, look at Snowcone.
Birthday gift for a girl.
Snowcone was shocked that I said that.
It
made no sense.
Yep.
But
what, going up in a hot air balloon?
It was for a girl. She obviously liked it quite a bit.
You like hot air balloons?
Do you like hot air balloons?
I've never been on one. Bomb Pop did and loved it.
Yeah. Well, I think as a kid. Yeah, I guess as a kid.
There was actually a hot air balloon accident
that
recently,
seems like
too.
Every time I see it, you know, it's like picnic baskets and Chardonnay and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
It's uncontrollable.
Going a helicopter.
It's wine or champagne. Yeah.
The helicopter feels a lot safer. I'll tell you that. A lot safer. The balloon, it just blows with the wind. They can't steer it. It just goes where it goes. And then when it does sound like they land it. It crashes into the ground. You just have to either hide in the basket or you have to jump out, which was kind of a weird thing. They didn't tell us that until we were up in the air, but I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, we ended up being fine, but it's just when you're up there, like, now we don't really land this thing either. It's going to hit the ground pretty hard, moving pretty fast. So you just got to hold on or you got to roll. And I was
it wasn't hard?
Okay. No, but you're worried that it could be better.
I'm just asking if it was. Was it?
No, it's a hard. Well, yeah, you hit the ground hard, but it wasn't hard to, like, not fall out, I guess. Okay. But the first time I got on a helicopter was one of those sightseeing tours at the lake. And I get on, or maybe it was in Branson, and I get on this helicopter, and it's one of the really basic ones. I don't know anything about them, but the kind that I could probably buy online, use for $20,000 that flies.
You know, that's what I wanted to do. Yes. I wanted to take them.
Yeah. So I get on there. I'm talking to the pilot through the headset, like, so how long have you been a pilot? And he tells me, well, got my license. It was within the last year. He said a matter of months. And I was like, oh, okay, because this is an older guy. And I said, so what did you fly before this? And he goes, oh, I was an over-the-road truck driver.
There you go.
And just got tired of it and decided I'd get a helicopter's license.
Perfect.
And I was like, oh, so when did you first, you know, decide you're going to do that? And he's like, you know, like a year and a half ago or whatever it was. And suddenly in that moment, I was like, this guy might not be super experienced. It was one thing that this chopper looked like maybe it's not the most airworthy thing. And I already knew, like, you're in Branson. You're in a helicopter in Branson. Sure. Probably not the best helicopters, maybe not the highest paid pilots. Right. But in that moment, I did get a little nervous. But it's fun. Have you ever done it, Snowcone?
I did it when I was a kid. My mom did, like, a tour thing like that.
That's it?
That's it.
What was the tour of?
Well, I think it was just about, like, being in a helicopter. I remember being, like,
but were you in Kansas City or were you on vacation?
Kansas City, yeah. Okay. I remember, like, the Olathe Airport. Hmm. And I was like 5 or 6. We went in a helicopter and just went around. It was just about doing the helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Not even like a tour, I would say. But
well, if you get a chance, I mean, you know, it's graphic, but watch the video of this chopper in Houston hitting this tower, because it's, I don't know if they just didn't see it because it's nighttime. That's what I have to assume. But they smashed right into this thing and it came straight down.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We're going to finish the news coming up here. I still got
to
tell you.
I got a football game to get to.
I know. I got to tell you about Arnold Palmer still, too, because you haven't heard about it. Don't go looking it up. I want to tell you about this. Since you haven't heard it, this is going to be glorious.
Are you going to go to the football game
from yet? Trump's lips to your ears.
Yes. The last one.
Yes, I know. We're all going. Snowcone's driving me.
He's not driving.
I'll go.
Yeah.
You're going to go?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
All right.
You can be a little bit late. He's got to sit out the first series, I think.
Oh, really?
He got in trouble.
You got in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to ask.
In school or on the team or?
I don't really know. Apparently, he was at school.
Okay.
And there was a pickleball tournament after school.
Okay.
Like, school sanctioned.
Okay.
So he went to the pickleball tournament.
After school.
And so he was late to practice because he played in the pickleball tournament. And so his coach said, you can't play the first series of the championship game because you didn't tell us you were going to the pickleball tournament?
Ooh.
Oh, well, that seems fair. You can't be late to practice. I know that much.
He's linebacker, right?
He is.
Okay.
I was like, he was playing. It's not like he was in the bathroom smoking.
Oh, he was playing pickleball.
He was playing pickleball. He's
supposed to be practicing for the championship, not practicing for some sport that doesn't pay anything.
I guess, man.
You got to be to practice on time.
Seemed a little ridiculous. And I was like, is he the only one who's ever late for practice that didn't call?
Well, yeah, who's not related to one of the coaches. Otherwise, you better be
there. I was like, does that
those are the rules
practicing since the summer. Nobody's ever missed a practice before? What are we doing here? But
well, those are the rules.
I actually got steamed.
You need to be a coach of the team, because when I was a kid, the rules are if you're related to one of the coaches, then you don't have to worry about that stuff. But if you're not,
I was steamed. Chacho came to me and said they won't let me play the first quarter.
Quarter?
That's what the first. I said, well, they don't let you play the first quarter. You're not playing the last three.
Yeah.
You just go home.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's like Homer Simpson.
Because of pickleball.
You don't come to work on Friday.
School,
you don't
right?
Work on Monday.
So you were at school. And they got I didn't say anything, but they ended up being the first.
You know what
series.
He should have said? He should have said he was doing something religious. He should have said he was praying at the flagpole. Because I bet they can't get in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, he did say that to me. He did say some of the kids leave on Wednesdays so they can go to youth group.
Yes.
He's like, so what's the big deal? I guess it was just because he didn't tell him, but I'm like, you're at school.
Right.
You literally never left school, so what's the big deal?
Yeah.
But.
No big deal is he was late, but yeah.
Right. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, he should have told somebody, but I was also like...
Seems a little harsh for the championship.
Also, run a few extra laps. You're at school.
Run a few extra laps or something.
That was my thing. Like, why don't you just run
a few extra burpees?
Like, after practice, be like, you want to play pickleball? And then just start hitting a pickleball down the field and run and go get it.
Yeah.
Run and go get it. Run and go get it. Why take him out of a game? But whatever.
Well, I'm sure
it doesn't matter. I played on any given Sunday speech today, which is my all-time favorite, so...
And he'll be motivated already.
He
wasn't before. He shouldn't be now with that speech and being in trouble. I wouldn't want to be on the other side.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Never been better.
Good. You know, the election's coming up, and so the candidates are out campaigning, doing their thing. And everybody knows if you want to win, you got to win Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And if you want to win Pennsylvania, you got to love Arnold Palmer.
Is that
I don't know, but he was in Pennsylvania.
Is Arnold Palmer from Pennsylvania?
No idea. He just started talking about. People are calling it a bizarre rant. You know, the media does that.
You know, Arnold Palmer. I just didn't know he was from Pennsylvania.
I don't know where he's from.
He must be.
I know that during this rally speech, whatever, Trump said a couple of things that made the news. One was he said a bad word.
What did he say?
He said that you ready, Snow Cone? Put your finger on the button. He said that Kamala was a vice president.
Oh.
So there's that. That made some news. But in the same speech, he talked about Arnold Palmer, and I would just like to play
Latrobe.
You.
That's the home of Rolling Rock.
Well, there you go.
There you go. He's from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Well, let me just play a little clip here so that you can hear directly from Trump's mouth what he said about Arnold Palmer.
On Saturday night, Trump raised eyebrows at a rally at the birthplace of the late Arnold Palmer. Trump began with an extended tribute to the golf legend, including this vulgar aside.
This is a guy that was all man. When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Whoa!
Arnold Palmer had a huge wiener?
I guess so. I didn't know that.
Why do they shower together? They're golfers.
I don't play golf, so I assumed you golfers must shower up afterwards.
I feel like in the pro shop,
in Caddyshack, they came out in towels and stuff at the,
yeah,
in the pro
but,
shop.
Well, I don't know.
Caddyshack
is like
mostly
a football locker room, but maybe it is. I assume they all had, you know, personal showers in those country clubs.
Didn't an old man come out in a towel in Caddyshack? Like he'd been showering.
Yeah, maybe.
When Trump said they shower, you know, when they were in the shower, people were, oh, I thought of, I had an image from a movie, and it must have been Caddyshack where they were, but I don't know anything about.
Rodney Dangerfield in a towel seems familiar.
Yeah, I don't know anything about golfing or, I know I had to shower in junior high.
That after was just golf?
Nope, after everything. They just seemed to like it.
Just you?
No, everybody. When my class graduated, they said no more. So no kids younger than me had to do it again. But
Arnold
Palmer has...
The inference here is that Arnold Palmer had a giant wiener.
Had a giant wiener.
And that's why people were intimidated by him. He was such a good golfer.
They were impressed by him, at least. They went, oh, my. Oh, my. That's something else. Something else. The other pros, when they came out of there, they said, oh, my God. That's the quote. They said, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. So... I don't know if there's the exact words, but he said,
like that, or people,
oh my God, that's unbelievable. Well, his daughter has now said something.
She saw it?
Peg Palmer.
Pegged?
Peg Palmer. Peg Palmer.
I didn't know. I didn't know what he said.
Peg Palmer. You're always thinking about pegging.
Well, yeah.
Peg Palmer told these... actually, Peg Palmer wears. She's married now, but... Peg Palmer told the Associated Press that she was neither surprised nor upset
by Trump's comments about her dad, who died in 2016. Shortly before Trump was elected president, nor was she impressed. She said, quote, "I think it was a poor choice of approaches to remembering my father, but what are you going to do?" Now, see, I would think just the opposite. If someone started a rumor about my dad...
Well, I don't think it's a rumor.
She also said he hated Trump, but...
She did?
Yeah, something about how he was... I forgot the word, like appalling or something.
Well, didn't they play golf together? I assume they're like... Didn't he play on Trump golf courses? I thought Trump owned all the golf courses. Well, anyhow, the fact that she says it's a poor choice of approaches to remembering my father, I just think, as a guy, you're wrong. You're wrong. And I know you're the daughter, and it's your family, but you are the daughter, and I don't know if you understand how important a legacy like that can be to a guy. Especially, I mean, even when you're dead, it's just a nice thing to have circulating about you. You think James Woods is upset that everyone in Hollywood says he has a huge wiener? I don't think James Woods has ever given a speech and said, like, it's time to stop this. It's time to stop these rumors about my genitals. It's time to stop describing men. You know, quit telling rumors. He doesn't say that. Guys that are known for having huge wieners don't tell people to stop talking about their huge wieners. Now, I think, I wonder if sometimes those guys might not have huge wieners, but the rumor goes anyway. So then they just have to tell their partner before they have sex, like, hey, just so you know, I don't know how that rumor started. It's not that big. But you still want the rumor out there. And you probably even tell your partner, even like, but don't tell people it's not that big because I kind of like having this rumor going around. I don't know. I think she's daughter says it's a poor choice of approaches. I think it's about as good an approach. If you want to say, I liked this guy that you guys love, there's really no better way to say it than to say he was well endowed. And people in the shower went, oh, my God. And if Trump, I have to assume, played golf with him at some point, was around him, maybe it Trump was the one who went, oh, my God.
I can't find the part where she says that he didn't like him. It just says that he didn't really know. They didn't really know each other, but that they had met each other and had a mutual love of golf.
She said, yeah, I saw that. She said they had an interest in golf and a love. What was it? They had bonded over an interest in golf and a love of golf.
She had only had passing encounters with Trump at functions decades ago, but that her father and the GOP presidential nominee and avid golfer owns golf courses around the room primarily shared a kinship over an interest in golf a love of golf.
She does say this, though. She says, when Trump first campaigned for president nearly a decade ago, she told Sporting News her father saw a side of Trump that he didn't appear to like. Quote, my dad had no patience for people who demean other people in public. Mm. She said he had no patience for people who are dishonest and cheat. She said Trump was likely on his best behavior when he participated in golfing events with their father, though she recalls her dad once making a disapproving ugh sound while watching the 78-year-old Republican Party nominee on television. Quote, he was appalled by Trump's lack of civility.
There it is.
Right. And what he began to see is Trump's lack of character.
Hmm.
Who? Lack of character? That guy's got a ton of character. I've never seen a bigger character run for president.
That's true.
Oh, character, like upstanding character, like that sort of, like this character they talk about
like
in school.
Moral character, like moral fiber.
Oh. Because he's definitely got character.
He's a character.
He was a TV star. He's definitely got character.
But, I don't know, Arnold Palmer has a huge so what's that?
Who cares? And she also said that her dad said,
laugh at everybody.
He's not as smart as we thought he was. Well, but I wonder what her dad would be saying if he was alive when he heard Trump say this. You know what? He's smarter than I thought, and I like him more than I thought.
He's at least aware of his surroundings.
Right, and if that's not true, if what he's saying about Arnold Palmer isn't true, maybe that would also change Arnold Palmer's mind about being truthful. Maybe he'd be like, you know what? I didn't like the line at first, but...
Right, if you're going to lie about this.
I kind of like it. Yeah, that's a hell of a thing.
Sunfest has a huge wiener, too. Well, and when he showers in locker rooms, people walk out, and they go, oh, my, oh, man. Oh, my, oh, man.
Well, I went through puberty early. That was really why they were saying, oh, my, oh wow. My pubic hair grows straight and long.
That is true. If he doesn't cut it, it'll come out of his shorts.
It has to be cut.
And I didn't believe it either. You hear me saying that, and I didn't believe it, but I've seen it, and I'm like, okay, man.
It became one of my things in junior high.
Looks like Cousin It down there.
Yeah. People were amazed by it, so I went with it. You know, you're going to either get made fun of for it, or you're going to go with it. So I showed it, and... I pulled pubes out, put them on tables, you know, junior high stuff. That's why people said, oh my, though, I think, because it was very long. Now I know to trim it. Now I know that it needs a haircut, and I have a professional do it every couple weeks. I can do a little manscaping of my own in between, but I do need to have a professional take a look at it. So it's all taken care of now. That's all.
It doesn't grow curly like other people's. It grows like
it may have like one of them may have a small wave.
But it grows like your beard hair.
Yes, it's like head hair.
Yeah,
and it's like the hair on your head.
Only
like on Laszlo's head.
Only harder and stiffer.
Not really. It's very soft.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's very soft.
I thought it was more like your beard.
No, it's like head hair that just grows straight down. And when I was a kid, I was like, oh, okay, well.
That's
these
how everybody
shorts
did.
Are too short. And then my parents were like, no, your pubes are too long. And I was like, oh. So that's when my mom started cutting my pubes. Keep it under control. Anyway, Arnold Palmer apparently
had
your
mom cut your pubes?
Well, at first, because I didn't, you know, I don't know how to do it. Your mom didn't trim your nails and do that stuff for you when you were a kid?
I remember cutting my pubes.
Well, your pubes don't grow like that.
No, they don't.
Yeah. And also, it probably took you longer to get pubes. I got mine pretty
four
young.
Four or five?
No, not that young, but pretty young. Pretty young, yeah. What else is going on? Oh, the World Series is about to happen. It starts this weekend.
Dodgers-Yankees.
The Yankees beat the Guardians.
The Guardians are down to their last strike here. Here's the 1-2. Thomas, fly ball right field. Who else should end this game than that man right there? Juan Soto puts it away, and the New York Yankees have won the American League pennant.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'm rooting against the Yankees for sure.
Man, it's hard. Both those teams, man.
I kind of like the Dodgers. I know you
I mean,
don't,
I like Shohei.
Right, and you like
and
Shohei.
I like the players on the Dodgers better, but right. It is like, you know, hey, these are the two biggest teams of the big, like, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, but it's good for baseball, probably.
It is. I like it. Shohei.
Yeah.
I like Juan Soto.
Right.
I like Stanton.
There's people to root for.
I like Mookie.
And don't you want, I mean, whatever happens in the series, I would hope
I don't
that
like
the
Aaron
Dodgers
Judge
win.
For some reason, but.
I don't either. Whatever. I don't like that guy that plays for the Phillies, though. I hate him the most. Just what's that guy's name for the Phillies with the beard? I don't even know if he's still with the Phillies. You know, the really good player for the Phillies with the big, thick beard. He's worth a lot of money.
I don't know who you're thinking about.
No, can't think of his name. No, I hate him. Anyhow, the Dodgers beat the Mets. I'm hopeful that in the World Series, aren't you last with
Castellanos?
No,
he doesn't have a beard.
It's like Cutler or something. What's his? He's an American guy.
Jay Cutler.
No, but I do have
Bryce
news about
Harper.
Him. Harper. Bryce Harper. Thank you. Thank you. Does he still play for the Phillies?
Of course I knew who you were talking about. I was just never going to say the name to you.
Oh.
I was going to keep giving different names. I was thinking of guys who didn't have beards. That's what I wanted. Castellanos?
Oh, well, it was
Schwarber.
I knew
Schwarber?
Not that many American white
Trey guys. Turner.
Anyhow, I hope Shohei pitches at least at the end of one of these games. Wouldn't that be cool?
J.G. Realmuto?
Do you think Shohei will pitch?
No.
Not even at the end?
I don't think so.
Wouldn't that be great, though?
It would be
if
great.
If he gets the last out?
It would be
that
great
would
if
be
they
awesome.
Brought him in, but I don't think so.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So did you guys hear about Jay Cutler over the weekend?
No.
You didn't?
Right.
No. Oh. Well, you remember Jay Cutler, Laszlo.
Mm-mm.
You do remember Jay Cutler, the quarterback.
Played for the Phillies?
No, he did not play for the Phillies. He played for the Bears. I think, I was going to say you called him a carpet salesman, but that was actually Trubisky, wasn't it?
Trubisky.
Yeah. But Jay Cutler could have been a carpet salesman, too.
Wow, right? Come on.
Or at least a used car salesman.
No, no, no. I'd have to come up with something for Jay Cutler.
My name's Jay. Yeah. Look for me. Jay Cutler Auto. You know,
he might own it.
Yeah, he could own it.
He might own it.
Yeah. Well, he might drive there drunk when he goes to work, because apparently...
Jay Cutler, I'd like to have tip a couple back.
Well,
speaking of that, do we got any shots back there? I'd like to tip one back.
So he got arrested for DUI.
Jay Cutler did?
Yeah, he got arrested, and there's some stories going on around this. There's rumors that he may have tried to bribe the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's been substantiated.
Money, you might as well ask.
I don't know if that... I know! That's what I say. It's worth a shot.
Illegal.
Well, it's right. Like, if they say no, then it's definitely not illegal. The only thing illegal that should be happening is if they take the bribe, now the cop has broken the law. But that's it.
Right, yeah.
I can't break the law by asking you if you'll let me out of this if I give you some money. That's ridiculous. It's free speech. Just throwing it out there. And it's a capitalist country, right? Do you want the money out? Then you take a trip to a country like Jamaica, and they say, hey, if you get in trouble, just pay the cops. Well, how am I supposed to know? How do I know if this cop is looking for money? And when he sees Jay Cutler, does he see dollar signs, right? But anyhow, it wasn't just that he got a DUI, he had a gun on him. And you're not supposed to have a gun when you're drunk, I guess. It's news to me. But he had a gun on him, he's drunk, so that's a problem. And then he may have, this is just a rumor, he may have tried to bribe the police. I don't know if that's true or not, though.
Kristen Cavallari's ex, Jay Cutler, arrested. The former NFL quarterback was charged with DUI and gun possession while under the influence. Police claim Cutler smelled like alcohol, rear-ended a car, was slurring his words, and had bloodshot eyes. He also allegedly had a loaded pistol in the car. The 41-year-old reportedly refused field sobriety tests and was taken to a nearby hospital, where a blood sample was obtained through a blood search warrant.
Okay, CBS Chicago says they have confirmed, they can confirm from police, that Cutler offered the other driver, whose car he hit, cash, $2,000 it sounds like, to not report what had happened.
That's fair.
You can definitely do that.
I think you do that all the time.
You can definitely do that. You got damage, you want cash.
Like, hey, don't report this to the cops or your insurance company.
Here's my info. Here's my driver's license. And usually people will say, I can't do that. But sometimes they'll say, okay. And if you're Jay Cutler, you got a better chance. I mean,
he should have come up with more than $2,000, though. Who's he married to?
Well, they said he was married to Kristen Cavallari, which is weird because in the news they're calling him Kristen Cavallari's ex.
No.
I mean, the guy played in the NFL, but he's more famous for being married to her?
No. Well, not in my world, but...
Well, not in our world because we're guys, but yeah. She must be really famous. Snow Cone's a gossip girl. How famous is Kristen Cavallari?
I think she's pretty popular. She had a reality TV show.
Yeah, with Jay Cutler, right?
Yeah.
They made it sound like the two of them had the show. They were raising some kids together.
She was a podcast, too.
I don't know whose kids they were. Yeah, she was on a podcast talking about her relationship falling apart. I saw clips of it. She's apparently very popular. Was she on like the OC or one of those things? She looks like one of those girls.
I don't know like where she started.
Well, Jay Cutler is now referred to as Kristen Cavallari's ex, and he got a DUI.
Could be worse.
She was on Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach. I told you she looked like one of those girls. That's the same kind of thing, right? So they said his eyes were bloodshot, glassy, dilated. He smelled like alcohol. He refused the field sobriety test, the breathalyzer.
Well, they divorced in 2022. Guy's going through some stuff, man. Leave
him
alone.
Right. And for all we know, he didn't want to split. You know, just because people split doesn't always mean that both people in that relationship wanted the relationship to end. A lot of times, there's a person that didn't want it to end. And if you're married to Kristen Cavallari, there's a good chance that you don't want it to end. The guy's done playing football, right? He's like my age or something.
He filed 40s. For divorce.
Oh, well, so... But maybe he did that just to, you know, save face because he knew it was coming. You know how that goes. You know it's over. She's not in love with you anymore. And you're trying to save face.
And then Cavallari dated TikTok content creator Mark Estes.
He started dating a dude?
No, she did.
Oh, she dated a... Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Cavallari was 13 years older than him. That sick pervert.
Yeah, that's good.
She's a sick pervert.
Well, she's very pretty.
Yeah, she's 13 years older than him. She's disgusting.
That's not disgusting.
She's a pervert.
What are you talking about?
She's a TV star. He's on TikTok. I don't like the power dynamic
there. You definitely slept with people 20 years younger than you. Come on.
We're not talking about me.
Well,
we're talking about this woman. She's a disgusting pervert. And that kid is 13 years younger than her, and she has a giant power dynamic. She's a big TV star,
He's
on TikTok.
Yeah, she's hot, too.
I don't like it. She was on Veronica Mars.
Being hot is already a power dynamic.
Yeah, right?
For any dude.
No.
Well, what?
She's a disgusting
pervert. What bad could come of it, though?
She's a disgusting pervert.
Why? Well, what does it do to him?
It emotionally scars him, apparently.
I thought you said that male students who sleep with female teachers aren't
scarred. I don't know what you're talking
about.
I'm talking about
what you've said in the past.
Dating a man who's 13 years her younger.
Yeah.
There's a power dynamic there, and it is not okay.
I get what you're saying.
Yes,
I've heard that argument, but I've never heard it from you.
Well, you're hearing
you've
it now.
You've always said that if you're an adult, you're an adult. If you want to change the rules about how old somebody has to be, change the rules.
Well, I don't like this power dynamic.
Quit calling Leo a creep. Quit calling all these people creeps.
I do not like this.
Well, I think she can date whoever she wants as long as they're of legal age. I have no problem with that. That's how I feel.
Well, whatever.
And good for her. You know, good for her. Jay Cutler's a good-looking guy. He should be okay. But, you know, that's a rough weekend. It is. Don't drink and drive, you know? You're going to get this new car dealership off the ground.
Mark Estes doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. You know, the...
The power dynamic.
Yeah, it's a big...
You didn't even know who Kristen Cavallari was.
Well, now I do, and I realize there's a giant power dynamic here, and I don't like it.
But what about Jay Cutler?
What about him?
The story is about him getting a Dewey and then trying to pay off the other person and not have the cops show up and having a gun on him. You know, this is a pretty big deal. In my mind, it's all just a big misunderstanding. Here's what happens. You get drunk and you don't think straight, right? That's the problem with alcohol. You don't think straight. So he had a gun on the car. Well, he probably always has a gun on the car, right? I guess he's Jay Cutler. He carries a gun. I don't know what his life is like. Maybe he's just a big 2A
guy.
Jay
Cutler is dating Samantha Robertson.
But he's got a gun in the car. He's also a former quarterback. He's got plenty of money. He gets drunk. He drives. He knows he shouldn't have done it. He hits someone. Oh, my God. I really shouldn't have done this. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't drive, right? I wouldn't do this. I would have got an Uber. I would have had somebody drive me home. But here I am. I made this huge mistake. The first thing you do is try and pay the other person. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
That's not a scandal. That's not a scandal.
He's probably having to deal with the fact that his ex-wife is a predator.
Having a gun.
It's not easy.
Jesus.
It's not easy to deal with that. It's a lot to, you know, think about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm so angry.
Oh, whatever. Laszlo, we've said many times in the past, if you and I were cops, if we were partners, yeah, we'd be so crooked.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, as corrupt as they are in the TV shows.
Yes.
And anytime there was a chance
anything
to say,
you heard about a cop doing bad, except for, like, beating people and killing them for no reason.
Well, right, because we're not psychopaths.
I wouldn't do that. No, no, I'd be like, let me get you whatever you want to get off here.
Yeah, I don't even want to take money from people that shouldn't have their money seized money. But I'll take drug money.
If I go and bust a drug operation.
Yes.
I'm taking the drugs and the money.
And whatever the stash of cash is there, some of it is going home with me.
Yeah, and you can go free if you want. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you want to pay me off, if you're Jay Cutler.
If you want to get into business together, that's fine, too. I'm trying to make sure nobody comes here. We'll figure it out.
I'll keep an eye on you. You can absolutely pay us. You can absolutely, you know, pay us off. We will take money from the stash house, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
We would be very corrupt. But there's certain things we wouldn't do. Like, you know, things that would make us feel bad. Taking someone's money for no reason, saying, oh, you know, it's eminent domain or whatever the hell they call that, where they seize people's cash and then buy cars with it. I don't really want to do that.
I don't want to do it to people who can't afford it.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I don't want to feel bad about it. But I'm curious if we would do
this. I'm not going to choke someone out for no reason.
I'm curious if we would do this other thing. I'm not interested in any of that. I don't want to beat anybody up. I don't want to do any of that. I don't really want to do a lot of police work.
No, me neither.
I want you to pay me to leave you alone.
And I'm not that interested anyway, so, like, if you're committing a crime, I'm like, oh, well, I have to choke
right,
you out.
Right.
And I'm not racist, so that doesn't help. So, I think I'd just be on the take.
Right, just pay
for everything. I don't care.
You guys need a couple boys in blue to drive by your place?
Like, if I was the cop during the George Floyd thing, this never would have happened. The only thing that would have happened is he would have been pissed because I'd have been like, you have to give me 2 Newports.
Right,
literally,
exactly.
He's like, I'm selling them. I'm like, 2.
Yep, okay, well, then give me a couple.
Cop tax.
Yep.
Let's go.
That's it, now get out of here. That's how we would be.
Exactly.
And I think there's room for that.
Of course.
In American policing. You know,
nowadays.
In the TV shows, we see these guys do it and we root for them. Look, the guys who have a conscience, who don't want to violently assault people, don't want to hurt, and don't want to steal or take money from people who can't afford it. But we'll take all the other takes. We'll take, just like the mafia. So I'm curious if we would do this next thing that this woman in Memphis.
And I wouldn't even care. It would just be random. Like, they're like, you haven't written a ticket or done anything. I just pull over somebody who wasn't speeding.
Right.
Like, you're going 10 over. They're like, no, I'm not. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, nice car. Absolutely. If it's like a nice car and I know the person can afford it, it's like, give me a couple $100 and I'll let you out of here. Otherwise,
I feel like you have to write a ticket. I just pull over someone in a nice car and write them the ticket.
Yep.
Even if they weren't speeding.
Yeah, of course.
I'll see you in court, jerk.
Of course. I can get in the car and you can use the radar gun to watch me speed, so you have it on the gun.
Yeah.
And then you save that, and then we'll pull over the Ferrari or whatever and tell this asshole he's getting a ticket.
Right, and the cop's gonna be like, oh, he wasn't speeding in a Ferrari.
Right.
Come on. He wasn't. Why'd you get it then, jackass?
Yeah. Give me a break. So that's how we would be cops. I don't know what the name of our cop buddy comedy would be, but it'd be a good movie. I know that. You've got the basic treatment. Would you do what this woman in Memphis did? She was a cop. She took some money. I'll tell you here in a second.
Okay. The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hi.
Okay, so we're crooked cops. We're a couple of crooked cops.
Scratch a cat and Pookie.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're crooked, but we're lovable.
Lovable crooked cops.
Lovable crooked cops. We never hurt anybody that doesn't deserve it.
No.
And if anything, we help people by allowing them to maintain their illegal operation and do it a little bit safer with our help, right?
Yeah. What about the sex stuff?
What sex stuff?
Do we do sex stuff?
Oh, like I'll give you a ticket, and then she's like, well, what if?
Yeah.
Well, I would never ask for it.
Okay.
But if they offer.
What if you ask for it?
I wouldn't ask for it. No, I don't want to be that kind of cop. Then we become far less lovable.
What if I ask for it?
Don't do that. I want us to be a lovable
duo. You'd get mad at me, then we wouldn't be.
I'd be like, dude, don't ask for it. The dash cam, the body cam, all that. If she asked, then.
What if I just did this? Like, well, here's a ticket. And then she went to grab it, and then I pulled it back and just did this.
Just wait for someone to offer.
It's never going to happen.
What do you mean it's never going to happen?
I worked in room service.
Oh, that's
for a
different.
Year. No, I thought this was going to happen.
No. Being a cop is totally different because people are scared. They're really scared. They want to get out of the ticket.
I'm just saying
they
it's
might
never going
to
happen.
Close to having
it's
happen.
Never
it'll
happen.
Happen.
You got to ask. You want something to happen? You got to ask.
No, Laszlo, we're not asking, but you
I
can
didn't
pull
say
over.
We had to.
You can pull over every hot girl. If one of them is eventually going to offer.
I can't even wink.
I would rather you not. It makes us less lovable. We got to be lovable, crooked cops.
When I get up, I go, "Hey, license and registration," and I do this.
I mean, that would be as much as I would possibly.
We'll go for that.
Except, but I just wish you wouldn't. I think they'll offer. I'll give you a deal. Give you a deal. After we pull over, let's say 500.
500?
Yeah. We're going to be working there all the time.
You got a better chance of winning the lotto.
No. If we pull over 500.
10.
10 women, yeah. And you expect one of them to offer?
And if they don't, then I wink.
No. 500.
50.
100. 100 women.
75.
100. 80. I'll do 80.
80, and then 80 after
women.
That I can wink
if
at women.
If not one offers, if not
okay.
One gives any suggestions.
After 80.
But by the way, if just because you're not attracted to her, if one of them goes, and she
I'm
looks like the lady
anybody.
From Poltergeist, you still have to, that counts, you know?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
She says, I want another ticket. Yeah. Only when I say so. Only when I say, yeah okay.
I'm good with that.
All right. That well, counts.
But after 80.
After 80, if no one offers, then
you
can wink.
When I ask.
You can wink when you hand the ticket.
No, when I ask.
When you ask what?
License and registration. If I hand the ticket, it's too late.
No, because they're nervous when they
say
no.
They're not going to get out of the ticket then, because I already wrote the ticket. People know that.
No,
I gotta
they don't.
Offer, I got to ask before.
You're not writing
plus
it.
Plus, we've already written it, so
no,
it's
no,
bad.
No. You say, I got to take your driver's license. I got to go run it. They get really nervous. You come back and you say, well, listen. And you have it. You don't have the ticket out
no.
yet. That's when they offer.
No.
We can work this out
license
later.
License and registration and wink. That's all I want.
We can work this out later.
Well, I think
someone will offer. Part. Someone will offer. So, cop in Memphis.
Everybody says winking's okay.
What do they know, though? It makes us less lovable. I want to be the lovable cop.
Just winking at people?
I don't think Murdoch would have winked at someone. And that's just not... It'd make him less likable. Instead, he meets some beautiful women, and they have sex with him. Because they want to. Not because he winked at them. Because
I mean, winking is just letting...
They're attracted to a man in uniform.
Winking isn't doing anything except for just saying, you know, open for business.
Right. I got you. I know.
Right.
I get it. That's why you want to do it. I know.
Yeah. Just letting them know that the option's there if they want.
So this cop in Memphis.
So winking's okay.
After 80. After 80 people.
I'm going to pull over 80 the first day.
That's fine.
We're going to be busy that first day.
Cop in Memphis stole over 8. Cop.
I'm not even moving the car. Just every time a car drives by.
Well, take a look at who's driving.
Everybody. Me.
Hey, just going to pull over guys like our boss?
Yeah.
That's going to waste time.
I'm
going to
let him go. Yeah, no.
You're just going to let dudes go. But
well,
women, they better offer something.
Yeah,
now we're definitely bad cops. That
Why?
Sounds horrible. That sounds horrible. You just let guys go, but if it's a pretty woman, then it's like you can get out of this by. That's
yeah.
bad. No, people are not going to like that. They're not going to like that. That's a bad look. If she offers, she
yeah,
has
to
offer.
Wink.
If I wink
first.
After 80, okay.
Just a wink.
This cop in Memphis has nothing to do with this. She
just
stole...
License registration, please.
She stole $18,000. Well, over
a wink. That just says, open for business, ladies.
Hello.
This cop...
It. And if they don't take that, I just say, hey, here's your ticket. You're going 15 over, I wrote you for 5. No big deal.
You dumb bitch.
Take your ticket.
This That's cop it. In Memphis, here's a picture of her. I bet you wouldn't have
if
to
she
wink.
She winked at me.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be like, well, what do you want me to do?
Name's Erica. She pleaded
What's up,
guilty.
Erica?
She pleaded guilty. She stole over $18,000. Was that snow cones, Mike, on?
Hell yeah.
That's not St. Erica if she pulled me over.
So this is how she stole
she
the money. Now, I'm all about stealing $18,000. I'd like to steal a lot more than that, though.
Well,
we're going to need to steal more.
Work.
Yeah, but exactly. If we can get that.
Yeah.
If it's just a side hustle
yeah.
and our and
well,
the rest of our...
it's just a constant thing
yeah,
that we're trying to...
We got to have a lot of different...
okay.
What is it? Something in the pots?
If there's 18K to steal, we're stealing it.
Yes, exactly.
If there's 100K to steal, we're stealing it.
Unless it's going to make us look bad. People stealing from people who can't afford it. We've been over this. So my question is, does this count? She stole $18,000.
Then I'll steal the $18,000. You don't have to take it. That way you're conscious.
You agreed that you said just 5 minutes ago, no, we're not the kind of cops to steal money from people who need it, who would be broke.
Everybody needs it.
You said that. You just said a couple minutes ago. How many shots have you had? You just said, we'll take it from people that we don't feel guilty about taking it from.
About it, like 18 grand, everybody.
You turned into a worse cop in 20 minutes.
If you got 18 grand, then you don't need it.
But who had this? I haven't even told you yet who had this. According to federal court records, since 2018, Erica Hutchinson was one of two officers assigned to sort through Crime Stoppers tips. You know Crime Stoppers.
Sure, no.
See it on the news. And then she would,
you in a minute.
She was supposed to sort through this stuff, and then she'd give that information to investigators. That investigator documents the usefulness of that tip in a database, which Erica had access to.
Yeah.
Okay, records state that from August 2023 through February 2024, Hutchinson used her position in law enforcement to enter fraudulent data into the Crime Stoppers database, then had a person named KB in the documents receive rewards for tips.
Nice.
The incident detailed in documents that I said in 2023, tips of the two separate crimes were approved for Crime Stoppers rewards money. So she got multiple, at least a couple crimes that were, approved. I've never tried to get a tip, and I guess I never had a tip. But days before the reward payout was scheduled, Hutchinson updated the database system. It's unclear if she knew the system maintained an audit history listing which person made the modifications. So this is my thing. If I say, Laszlo, we got Crime Stoppers. This money, I assume, comes from taxpayers. If someone calls in a useful tip, they reward the person with the useful tip, right?
Uh-huh.
What if we went in there and pretended to be fake people and we start poking around and I give you a useful tip that's not a real tip and then, so-and-so will collect it because we're actually working together. Well, I'm saying you got to come up with this information. If you have the tips, you wouldn't need help solving the crime. Obviously, there's stuff information that you need. So we got to go into this computer. I got to make up this fake information. You can be the fake person.
Yeah.
You come pick up the reward money. Hey, here's KB. He gave us the tip. But the thing is, we know there's a history of it on the computer. I think that's how we get caught. She got caught, but of course, I don't know how good she is at stealing. I wouldn't feel guilty about stealing from Crime Stoppers. How's that?
No.
I feel like the mayors of every city probably waste so much taxpayer money and live in palaces, sleeping on piles of taxpayer cash.
I'm sure she should get in trouble.
That's what I'm saying. She took some money from Crime Stoppers, right? And they're like, oh, over $18,000. Oh, great. That's like half a car. Right? You know how expensive stuff is now? 18 grand?
I don't see why she got in trouble. The tips were there. They were worth money.
They weren't real tips, but yeah.
Well, they were worth money, so.
Well, somehow tricked it into thinking that they were. I don't totally understand exactly how she did it, but I know that she.
I'm guessing she had real tips because she was a cop and gave them real tips.
They said it was fraudulent, so I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they were bad tips.
True, maybe she got information and put it in
there. She had information because she was a cop and then put it in there and was like, hey, you should check out this blue Toyota when nobody knew about a blue Toyota except for her.
I think we could get away with it. I think if we had that information as police, we're like, hey, they say they're looking for the guy.
Really,
we already know what he looks like.
Because you crumble and rat.
Why would I crumble? You're the one trying to have sex with every person
exactly.
We pull over.
You're
that's
like,
going to get us fired.
I feel
that's
bad.
That's going to get us fired.
I'm going to get us fired.
You need people to like us.
So I'm not going
to
get us
fired. We can be crooked cops, but we have to be likable crooked cops. You can be on the take. Right. You got to be like Vic Mackey in The Shield. You got to be a likable person.
I am a likable person.
Until you start raping women.
I didn't say I would rape women. No,
you're definitely getting a little too close.
You're about to take two in the chest and
one in
the dome.
You're getting a little too close.
You're accusing me of that. All I said was a simple wink.
You're starting to proposition women that you just talked about. You don't like the control that Jay Cutler's ex has over a TikTok star.
I just said a wink.
The power dynamic.
Well,
talk about a power dynamic.
Let's back up from wink to rape.
Yeah, well,
I think there's a big difference, Sir Woke-a-Lot. It's a simple wink.
Yeah, except that was the only thing I would allow you to do. You wanted to do more.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said I wanted to wink.
You said you wanted to ask them. You wanted to proposition them. And I said no. And you said, well, what if just a wink?
There's one way to get out of this ticket.
Yeah. Have sex with me.
Well, they could guess.
I'm just saying, some people might find that a little rapey.
All right, well. It's not rape.
Okay. Well,
and certainly a wink isn't rape.
It certainly doesn't make you a good guy.
All right. Well, all of a sudden you got a conscience around here.
I'm trying to make us be likable so we can keep our jobs and steal this money. I don't need people up my ass looking at everything we do day by day. Otherwise, we're going to get put back on the street writing parking tickets. This movie sucks. You're just going around.
Catch one on the back of the head.
Okay, so now you're just going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then do what? You're going to kill me
get
and throw me in the woods
like
and then go rape more women?
Go on the program.
Yeah.
Hey, do you care if I wink at a woman?
Of course not.
Right, of course he doesn't.
Could you imagine if someone would get mad?
No.
Do you care that I put one on the back of Slim Fast Head?
The Absolutely wink was not. Hesitantly granted only because he'd wanted to do so much more. We had the
yes. My wink would be encouraged, not hesitantly granted.
Yes.
You pussy.
Yep.
I don't think it's good, guys.
Two of the chest, one of the dome.
Okay, so shoot me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to.
Oh, I asked if this would be, if we'd be good partners. This
well,
would be
apparently
a good movie.
We've
you
been cops for 20 minutes and it ain't turned out
it's
well.
It's not working. It's not working.
I'm King Kong.
You're a rapist. I don't like it.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
Starting to get pumped. It's almost game time, baby.
I know. Very excited.
Hey, what time is it at?
5:30.
Okay, I'll be there.
He's not going to go.
I want to know.
Think he's going to go?
Me?
Yeah.
He might be asleep.
All right. I'm curious. The way you said it, it sounded like, I'll be there. Oh, okay.
I want to go.
Well, I love to see. But just the way you said, okay, I'll be there, made me feel like that was
No, is it at South?
Facetious. No.
Okay.
Westridge.
Westridge?
Middle school.
Okay, you'll have to send me the address.
Right down the street, actually. Closer.
I'll give you an app, Google Maps, that you can...
Swim me.
What? What are you laughing about? Jesus Christ, you need directions. I
f***ed you out. How about that?
What were you doing on Sunday? Why'd you sleep through a 3:30 Chiefs game? You want to go back to that?
I took a nap.
Because I'm still interested in that.
Yeah, me too, actually.
My God, I took a nap. I'm excited for this game. Let's
go. If I text Snowcone on a Saturday or a Sunday, he doesn't respond until like 5 p.m.
Okay.
So I assume that means that's when he's waking up.
Okay.
Is that when you wake up?
It's none of your business. How about that?
Do you sleep all weekend?
I slept a lot, yeah. I wasn't feeling great.
Mentally?
Did you get physically? Is that why?
We were both.
You're hungover?
Well, sometimes.
How many claws did you have this weekend?
Quite a few.
When you wake up, like on Saturday, do you do that thing? Because I always used to do the thing, it's like, all right, I'm not doing that tonight. I hate this. I feel horrible. But then you do it again because you're an alcoholic, and it's like, oh, this
makes me... Any more shots, John?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, you know what?
This makes
Saturday,
me feel better.
I got one more.
Exactly. I got one more night in me.
I'll be fine tomorrow.
Plus, after a few claws, you feel better.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you know what? I don't even think I'm hungover
anymore.
Something
about deciding you're not going to do it makes you feel good.
So right.
You're like, you know what? I feel good. I could have
I know that if I wanted to not do this,
and
I could.
Saturday. I got nothing to do tomorrow.
Exactly.
I only drink here. Right. I can't tell you.
Allegedly.
I'm being, like, literally, I'm not trying to hide, but... I can't tell you the last time I had a drink at home.
Well,
I bet your boys can.
I might not remember. No, really. It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is definitely crazy. But, you know.
I like to drink at home. I just haven't.
It sounds like. I remember that Ben Affleck interview. Did you ever see that where he's talking about, you know, quitting drinking when he was young? He said he quit. That's like 2001, something like that. He was young. And then he said he was sober for a while, and then he decided, you know what, I'd like to have a glass of wine at dinner or whatever. And it turns into a little bit more and a little bit more, and he goes, but you always go, hey, I was sober all that time, so obviously I can do this again. I'm not an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I just like this, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and then eventually, you know, your ex-wife is driving you to rehab or whatever ended up happening to him. I don't remember.
That's
but he's like, it's
happened.
Always that.
Please, God, do not let that happen to me. Whatever, you know, maybe that's why I don't drink at home. The fear of that. Like, everything he just said was scary. But your ex-wife driving you to rehab.
With that photo that the paparazzi had of you in the back seat like this and her looking pissed. You don't want that photo out there.
No,
you don't need that. No, 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 no. But I was just saying it because Snowcone said that when you tell yourself, I'm not going to do it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a night off. That somehow you do reward yourself for just having
it's the
thought.
It's the same thing as saying, like, I'm going to start going to the gym.
Right.
Just telling yourself
I'm
that
now
is
in
like
the mode
you're rewarding yourself for having the thought.
Yeah. And when you eat that muffin, you go, well, it's okay because I'm getting ready to start going to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm now in an exercise mode. Now, I still haven't been, but you tell yourself, like,
but
I'm going to, and I'm in that mode
I'm
now.
I've, hold myself
I've made the decision.
Take it seriously.
Yeah. But it could be as short as, like, you're saying a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, you wake up and go, I'm not drinking again. Mm. And then by Saturday night, you go, you know what? That was really smart of me to say that I wasn't going to drink tonight.
And I really mean that.
I think it
after
shows
tonight.
That obviously I'm not a drunk because I wasn't even going to drink tonight.
I'm going to kick tomorrow.
The only reason I'm drinking tonight is because there's still some claws here. I'll have a couple of those, and then I'll probably want a couple more.
Yeah.
There's a movie on.
Might as well have,
trying to catch up on the Penguin. So that's all. I wasn't going to drink tonight. I'm not
tomorrow.
A heavy drinker. I wasn't even going to drink tonight. And then, you know.
You drink.
You drink, and you feel better. And then the next day, you miss the Chiefs game that started at 3:30. But can you tape it?
Probably.
What does your mom think?
I don't know.
When you wake up, let me ask you
this.
I
mean, like, your mom's there.
Mm-hmm.
You live with your mom, so, like, when you wake up at 5 o'clock, you come up downstairs in your boxers.
I'm sure it's not thrilled. I don't know.
I just wonder what she thinks. Like, oh, boy.
My mom, I remember, told me.
Oh, boy. You just come down in your underwear, no shirt on. It's 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Where's breakfast? She's like, you're 50.
My mom, when I moved back home at whatever point that was, and I remember I got really drunk. It was the night I got drunk with my brother, and I fell down those stairs. And so I broke my brand new glasses, and my face was messed up. And so I sleep really late, and it's like last minute. I got to jump in my car to go to work. I'm trying desperately to avoid my mother, right? Because I know I can't pull off like a feeling great. I don't look like I feel great. And my glasses are taped together, and I have scabs on my face. So I don't see her. I'm like, this is great. I get my car, and I start to back out. And literally as I'm backing out of the driveway, my mom is standing there in the yard. And she goes, Reed. And I'm like, huh? And I don't turn my head all the way because I don't want her to see that side of my face. And she goes, hey. And I was like, what? And then she literally says, why won't you look at me? And I was like, I am. I'm trying to drive here. And she goes, turn around. And, you know, she's still your mother. So I turn around. She goes, what happened to your glasses? What happened to your face? And I was like, it's a whole thing. But she knows, right? She knows, like, you got drunk and fell down. But, of course, I'm not going to say that.
Right.
I'm like, some guy got mad at me and punched me. Tried to steal my wallet. And, you know, it was I put up a fight. I shouldn't have. I'm too small. I shouldn't be trying to defend myself like that. I should have just given him the wallet. I learned my lesson. But, yeah, he did manage to get one good shot in and break my glasses. I've had trouble with this guy in the past, Mom. He's a bad kid.
So what did she say?
Bad parents. And she's like, mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to go to work. And I drove to work. But you just drive to work with that feeling of like, God, she thinks I'm such a drunk a loser.
It's crazy you say when you're drunk you try to avoid your mom, because when I'm drunk I can't wait to get to her house.
Well, I understand. Other people's moms, I get that. Yeah, it's very funny. Okay.
First thing I think of when I catch a buzz.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I have also had to, you ever had to sneak back home after you were supposed to be home, and maybe your mom or dad thinks you're in bed, but it's like 8 or 9 in the morning, and you have to sneak back into the house? I don't know, like a teenager or early 20s? You left when you were 17.
Yeah,
I went back in my 20s for a while, and I was with some girl, that witch, the Wiccan.
Oh, yeah.
And she drove me to some place I've never been. She owned a massage parlor.
A
tanning salon. A tanning salon. Ooh. And she put me in one of those tanning booth things, and she got in there with me. It was a wild night. Wild night. And then I get to her house.
Was
and
it
she's
on?
She's got witchcraft stuff. It had a massage feature, so she turned on the massage feature.
Was the heat we were on in there.
No, the lights were
you
on. She just had the massage thing on. And I was like, okay. Then we go to her house, and she's got witch stuff everywhere. And as she starts taking off her clothes, her body is covered in
any of this happened to you this weekend?
Witch tattoos.
Nope.
But things like this have happened to you. Things like
sure.
this.
Well, what'd you do, though, this weekend?
Nothing. I told you.
Where'd you drink your White Claws?
At home.
Where was your mom?
At home.
So she was just sitting right next to you?
No, she's not sitting next to me.
He's in the guest house.
Where? You don't have a guest house. Where are you? In the basement?
Yeah, I'm just chilling. Living it up.
So wait, you're in your mother's basement?
Yes. My God. Can we move on?
I'm just asking. Is
no,
she upstairs?
Not. Yes.
So you're downstairs. You're watching TV?
Yep, that's
and
it.
And how many?
I don't know.
He's watching the penguin.
How many White Claws do you think you had?
A case. I don't know.
You drank a case of White Claws, really?
How many are in a case, though?
12.
Oh. It's only 12.
I don't know that. I thought
you're thinking 24, because we're old. We think of cases as being 24, but everything's a 12-pack now. Yeah. Unless you're buying Stones. They still sell those in 30s.
So you drank 12 White Claws. What flavor?
Black cherry, obviously.
If we're being honest, you have more than 12, don't you?
No.
Come on, 12's enough?
Over the weekend?
No, I mean in one night. 12's enough.
12's
enough?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can drink more than that. I've never really had those things. But I would need more than that.
I could for sure.
I would definitely need two of those 12 packs. I feel like I'd probably get to around, is it the same amount of alcohol as a beer?
5%.
Yeah, so I'd probably like to have about 19, 23, something like that.
19, 23 of them?
23 is usually a pretty good number. I would count how many were left the next morning every day.
If I got more, I'd drink more, but I just get a case.
If it was a 30-pack, sometimes I only had 5 left, so I'm like, wow, I had 25 beers. That's a lot. But
that's a lot of beer.
Yeah. I love it. Man, I love it. Sit there and just have the case next to you. I don't even put it in the fridge. I just drink them fast enough that they stay cold.
I don't think I've ever had that many.
Yep. Yep. And then before bed, I might, make myself throw up and boom, go to bed.
6-pack, good enough for me.
A 6-pack of beer?
Yeah, probably.
No. That is like going to a strip club and covering your eyes. It's just like, why
don't
you
think I'm being honest. I'll drink whiskey and have shots.
Right.
Think I ever sat down and drank 12 beers. That's a lot.
Oh, well, right. But if you're a beer person and you want to get drunk, you drink a lot of beers.
Right.
Yeah. So
that just sounds like too long.
Oh, no.
Too hard of a time.
Oh, I drink them fast. I drink them fast, buddy. That's what I'm saying. They stay cold in the case. I don't even put them in the fridge.
Lot.
And then I just go to bed, and I wake up the next day, and I got that beer hangover, which is pretty bad, but it's not the worst thing in the world. It's a bit of a headache, and you think, I need a drink. And that's really, but you can get through the day.
You have a beer?
But you're dehydrated. Your voice always sounds a little different the next day. You ever notice that?
Do you have a beer when you get up? Or do you
I've never done the wake and drink thing.
So
I've never
have?
Done the wake and bake thing.
You pour yourself some vodka or something?
I don't drink liquor. I mean, I have had liquor, but
So when you wake up and you want a hair of the dog, do you just have another beer?
I don't have any alcohol till I'm done with work.
Got it, okay.
Yeah, and then it's like I reward myself. Like, you got through the day, you did fine, you were great, everything's good. You made it to work, you made it home. And then I stop at Quick Trip and I get another 30-pack.
You drink 25 more beers.
Something like that. Yeah, play video games. There's a point where I have about like 14 beers. Well, this was when I lived with my ex-wife, and she'd be in bed. Mm. And I'd be playing video games with friends. And somewhere around 12 or 13 beers, I got better. I think I got courage, you know, to be more aggressive.
Well, sure, also your hand-eye coordination comes together.
Well, then that starts to go. Mm. And then you get worse. And then your friends
start, after the sweet spot.
Yeah, but I'd do better. My friend's like, oh, Reed's tipsy. I can tell Reed's tipsy. And then they would kick me off after about, you know, 19, 20 beers. Like, you need to go now. You have no hand-eye coordination. You can't play. So I'm like, okay, so then what do? Turn off video games. I go to YouTube. Listen to some music with my headphones on, right? Because I need to finish some more beers before bed. Nothing I really need to watch. So I'll just sit there and listen to, you know...
Corrosion of Conformity.
Typo Negative. Yeah, Corrosion of Conformity, something like that.
Ryan was texting me all weekend about how much you love Corrosion of Conformity.
I was just texting about music.
I knew you were hammered when you were texting me.
I wasn't hammered. I was high.
Well, you were... weren't right.
Yeah, I was right, baby. I felt
you're
good.
You like COC...
Yeah.
What about this song?
You used to talk trash on COC.
Well, I'm just saying, the fact that you were texting me about that was just, you know, that just means you're hammered.
Well, I'm high. I was high.
Well,
I was listening to music.
I don't know. You weren't in the right headspace. But.
Just sitting there listening to me. Probably doing the same thing Snow Cone's doing, right? At that moment in time, we're probably doing the same thing. Sitting there, not sober, listening to music.
Did you do that? Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to music a lot when you get drunk?
I listened to some Kanye this weekend.
Yeah. Mm. It's like you get to a certain point of drunkenness where you go... I'm ready for some music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that too. When I'm high, I like to just put it up there on the screen and just boom, put together a nice playlist, whole thing. And then I'm texting Lazo, which I thought, you know, this is nice. We're talking quite a bit. And then I thought I might even say on Monday, like, hey, it was nice talking to you this weekend. But instead he says, this idiot texting about COC.
I didn't say that.
I know he's messed up.
Me. I knew you were messed up.
It was obvious.
You like Corrosion of Conformity?
We're talking to music.
Awesome. I'm like, okay. You're high.
Corrosion of Conformity has come up before with you and me. COC.
Are we done?
No. We're not done.
We
can be done with this conversation.
Thank you.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
So, I know you hate rock
Sing
and roll.
Sing about the devil!
Laszlo hates rock and roll.
I love rock and roll.
But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Put Another Dime in the Jukebox. Is that the right song?
Baby?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Does she love rock and roll? She loves rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction?
Yeah.
Did you read about it? Did you watch clips of it?
No. Nope.
Did you see any of it? Well, there's a lot to talk about, Laszlo.
Okay.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I would say one of the big... I don't know, Snowcorn, I'm sure you saw some of it. Did you not? You love rock and roll.
I sure do.
So, what would you say was the big thing? It was about Ozzy, right? There was an Ozzy tribute.
I didn't see a second of it.
Ozzy was in a... he was sitting. They say his health is really failing. Mm. So,
hasn't it been family?
Huh?
The guy's
I know
been
that's
alive,
what I say,
like,
but
40 years longer.
But
than
I guess people were making a deal like, oh, he's not standing up. So to the people, that's a sign that oh, it's gotten
okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Even the reality show started in 2001 or whatever it was,
Keith
and
Richards,
you
like,
thought then like, oh, I don't think he's going to make it much longer, but it did.
Yes.
But now he's I don't know, sitting down. Anyhow, you guys mention Jelly Roll all the time because you guys love him.
Hell yeah, we do, brother.
Jelly Roll was one of the musicians. There were several of them who performed in honor of Ozzy.
Yeah.
And he did well on Mama, I'm Coming Home. But it's at the end of the song. I'll play the beginning here. It's good in the beginning.
Times are strange.
I think he did fine.
Sounds fine.
Right? Sounds fine.
Mama, I'm coming home.
He sounds okay, right?
Yep.
And they said he sounded okay through the beginning.
Times go by.
There you go. He sounds fine. Now, this is where he's about to... not sound good, according to the press.
I've seen your face 100 times.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Here we go.
Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, cause mama, I'm coming home.
Sounds fine. I think it's
wrong.
It's
totally fine. I mean,
they say he got flat there at that part where I shot
him. A little bit, but it's fine.
They said he did fine, and they said something went wrong. I'm like, something went wrong? What are you talking about? No wonder the guy's depressed. You guys keep picking on him. You know, he's a former convict, and now he helps other convicts. I thought it sounded fine, too. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Yeah.
Now, you ever heard of a guy named Peter Frampton?
Yeah.
He can make his guitar talk. Come alive.
Yeah.
He can make his guitar talk.
That's right. Wow, wow,
greatest wow. live album of all time.
Do you feel
like wow, I do? Wow.
The greatest live album of all time.
Best selling.
Well, right, and the greatest.
I like Jay Giles. We will blow your face off.
Come on, Liza. Okay.
I like Jay Giles.
You're trying, but
I'm
Frampton
a big
comes
Jay
alive.
Giles fan.
That's Frampton fine.
Alive,
but Frampton comes alive.
You don't like Jay Giles?
Okay. What's the most legendary live album of all time?
The Eagles.
That's the most legendary?
I think.
No, it's not
it's Frampton
sense.
Comes Alive, right?
Yeah.
That's the one. Anyhow,
I like
Peter.
Death Row Toll had a big one.
Peter Frampton. Lots of bands have good live albums. I'm not saying
okay,
that.
Frampton comes
I'm
alive.
Just saying
yes.
what's the one.
Yes.
Anyway, Roger Daltrey of The Who inducted,
Sunday, bloody Sunday?
Inducted Peter Frampton into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You ever heard of Roger Daltrey?
I have.
Yeah.
I've seen him.
The Who, Live at Leeds. That was a good live album.
Live at Leeds is really good.
So he inducted Peter Frampton into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Quick one while he's away.
Which, by the way, you'll be able to, in this clip I'm going to play, you'll hear Roger Daltrey laughing in the background. Peter tells this funny story about going on tour with The Who back in the day. Here you go.
One night, backstage, Keith Moon and John Entwistle decided to show me the rock ropes and take me under their collective wing.
Cocaine.
Every time in the Herd's dressing room, I went near the window and looked out, all the girls would start screaming down below. The next thing I knew, I was being dangled out of the third story window by my ankles. I was 17. Welcome to rock and roll.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Rolling Stone says the number one live album of all time, The Who, Live at Leeds.
Rolling Stone always does that. You know they do. We've talked about this.
Yeah,
they always
make Leeds, number really two, good. The Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore East.
Number
three, Frampton Comes Alive.
These are the
number
same
four,
people.
The Stones, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Kiss Alive.
Well,
oh my
number
God.
Six, Deep Purple, Made in Japan. Number seven, Little Feet. Number eight.
Little Feet is top 10.
Where's Cheap Trick Budokan?
No kidding. Live at
Nirvana,
Budokan should have been.
MTV, Unplugged in New York.
Okay, that deserves
that's
it.
But
where's
number
Budokan?
Nine, The Band, The Last Waltz.
Last okay,
Waltz
that's good.
And number 10, which deserves top five credit, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Live
what?
Bullet, bitch!
Where is Budokan?
Yeah, live
Budokan.
Bullet.
Budokan should have been top
well,
five.
I'm just telling you.
They got Canned
there.
Heat in there. Who the hell did they put in there?
Should have Dylan at Budokan.
Okay, but Cheap Trick Live at Budokan is a
classic,
iconic classic live album.
Live at Leeds is a good choice, though.
Rolling Stone always does that stuff. Well, I guess also Dave Matthews, you know that guy?
Heard of him.
I guess he performed and
Traffic.
He gave a shout out to his the band's former violin player. I guess there was some guy in the band that had like legal troubles and sexual.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
The black dude with the dreads?
I don't know. It was Tinsley. He left the group in 2018. They said a sexual harassment lawsuit was filed against him that year, and then he settled the next year.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Boyd,
so,
right? Boyd Tinsley?
Yeah, they say 60 years old. He was inducted in the lineup of Dave Matthews Band inductees on October 19th, despite the fact that he's not been a member since 2018. So I guess Dave Matthews said something to him on stage. He said, Boyd Tinsley, wherever you are, we hope you're finding the happiness you seek. He gave a shout out to him.
Okay.
So, interesting, right? I don't know anything about that band, but who else was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't know. The Ozzy stuff was the big deal. That's what matters. There was a woman. Who got inducted that was it Cher?
Cheryl Crow was inducted, right?
But when did Cher get inducted? Because I saw Cher talking, and I thought, okay, I know we've argued about who belongs in Dolly Parton, and we're okay with Dolly Parton being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
of
right? And then, but Dolly Parton was worried about it. She even wrote a rock and roll album just so that she'd feel better about being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I heard Cher talking about how hard it is for her to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I thought, does Cher belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't know about Cher.
No.
She belongs in the Nice Gams Hall of Fame. How's that? Boy, those days.
You know,
man.
Let's not be sexist.
How is that sexist? That she's good looking?
You know, I think when you say she belongs in the Nice Gams, you're making her physical appearance and detracting from her actual talent.
But I'm saying her physical appearance.
You wouldn't do that to a man when we were talking about, you know, Jay Giles. You weren't like Peter Wolf's got nice gams. So
no, but I said Jay Cutler's better looking than he was a quarterback. I said that. So Yeah, looks can help people in life. And Sheryl Crow or Cher, whatever her name is, she's real pretty. Real pretty. Sheryl Crow's real pretty, too. So I'm not allowed to say that. That makes me sexist. If a girl said, he's so hot.
I think you said Cher deserves to be in the Great Gams Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she had great
not
stems.
Not in the Rock Hall of
she
Fame.
She had million-dollar stems. You know what I'm talking about. You watch Sonny and Cher reruns.
I think Cher's attractive.
Yeah, of course. I know. Who doesn't? Except Snow Cone. Snow Cone literally says, no, I don't see it. I don't see it.
I don't get it.
So bizarre.
I don't get it.
Okay. What is there to
young
get?
Young Cher?
Young Cher is like a...
Listen,
I like her, to be honest with me more. Too.
I don't understand.
She was so hot in the 90s. Man. All that stuff she was doing. I was like, man, she's like, you know.
Yeah, she's really attractive.
A one percenter for sure. And someone goes like,
exotic.
Well,
like,
I see it.
You know, you don't.
Yes.
Like, not. You look at her and you're like, oh, that's. You're not.
She's not the girl next door.
Right, no.
No, she's not the cute girl next door. She's gorgeous, like
she's
a supermodel.
Yeah.
And then she's also really talented because she sings and stuff and does movies. She's a good.
Love after life after love.
That was when she was like 70, right?
What do you always say about sex and comedy? You can't. Judge sex and kind of, what is it?
It's that you're not supposed to. You can't critique what's sexy or what's
sexy
funny.
Or what's funny
because it's all
subjective.
Up to the individual. It's all subjective.
All right, so quit giving me crap.
Yeah, but she's objective. She is objectively one of the hottest people ever. Lazo says that's sexist, though. To say so, I think if a girl said that some guy in a band. She's like, Dave Matthews deserves to be
Palmer
in the...
Arnold Palmer doesn't deserve to be in the Golf Hall.
Exactly. We talked about Arnold Palmer's wiener. A presidential candidate. Former president was talking about his wiener. That's what he said in remembrance of this late friend of his. We talked about that a couple hours ago, guys.
We did.
The president said that.
Okay.
He said the guy had a huge wang. Now, you're calling me sexist for saying she had nice legs.
You were like, you know, the little nudge-nudge thing. Like, hey, I don't believe she was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was in the Hot Piece of Ass Hall of Fame, right? It was
true.
Like, come on, man. Let's not be bros, bros.
Look, bro.
I'm trying to do
I'm just saying, I don't know if she belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe she does, okay? Maybe those songs, maybe that's what they're doing now. They're just putting every pop star that was popular enough in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If that's what they're doing, that's fine. All I was saying was, I'm not trying to crap on her because I do think she's a good-looking broad. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. So, hopefully you joined us on Twitch. I think we talked about everything, named every person that we thought was attractive.
Yeah,
person that we disagreed on. And I think if we came off as sexist in any way previously, I think in context you would see that we are not.
No,
sexist.
That's not the way it went down.
No.
All right, good show. Jason DeFord, stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9.